Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and we have Rick Carr from Gamakatsu Hooks and a lot more, too. We're talking hooks and just fantastic fishing talk here on Let's Talk Hookup. And what a great prize we're giving away, right, Rick?
Well, you're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, Rick and the whole gang from Gamakatsu, so generous with this killer prize pack we're giving away today. Today, the lucky caller at the end of the show is going to win a Gamakatsu hook. We're just going to call it a grab bag package. It includes a big selection of Gamakatsu hooks, their killer Gamakatsu dry bag, and
I have one of those. They're great.
Yeah, waterproof
bag.
The they're awesome. And in addition to that, a 3,500 size deep utility box. So a really cool prize pack. Like Pete, you were saying, this is well over $100 value just on the Gamakatsu side. And if that weren't enough, you're going to get to go take all those goodies on a trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, go fishing with Captain Taro and Anibal and the whole gang there. So again, Gamakatsu prize pack and a full day trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. If you want to get your shot at winning that great prize, call us at the 833-288-0973.
All right, time for the fishdope.com report, and it's sponsored by the Sato Line Winder Kit. It has everything you need but the plywood board and your drill. It's a super high-tech line winder. It's comparable to line winders that go for up to $2,000. This Sato Line Winder Kit is amazing. It's all under $300. Your best value in a high-tech line winder. I have one. They're fantastic. Get yours at the Longfin, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and other selected tackle stores. That's the Sato Line Winder Kit. And let's start with our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Rick.
Hey.
Well, guys, we got another great week for the hard-charged private boat captains out there. Once again, opportunity abounds in just about every direction you can look. It's just a whole lot going on here. So on the outside there, San Nicolas has had some great signal, but weather out there has been less than desirable. So those sea bass and yellows out there on the sands bit got a pass these past few days here. Just inside the outer wind line, Santa Barbara Island, my favorite little island there, has fared better with the weather, which has been tough on the yellowtail population there for sure. A lot of fish around the island. They're biting the squid if you have it, sardines if you don't. Surface irons, working pretty well on that good great yellow around the island. A lot of fish there. At, Catalina, not quite as good as it has been, but still lots of yellows there also. Scattered all around the island, front side, back side, east end, west end. There's just about everywhere you look on the main structure spots, you could find a nice yellowtail there. A lot of mixed grade fish, but there's some big ones in there with them. And guys, those big mackerels on the slow troll out there in like 20 fathoms or so, that's the way to get that bigger grade fish. The beauty of it is you can use heavy tackle. You got to pull hard. Seals are ever present at all of the islands, and they will eat your fish if you don't get with it real quickly there. At San Clemente Island, guys, take note that Navy has multiple closures scheduled for a long way out. You must check the website carefully. There are a few windows of opportunity here and there, and if you get a chance to slip in, lots of yellowtails there. Absolutely fantastic calico bass fishing. And I'm just guessing, this is just a thought here, there's probably a shot of yellowfin tuna on the anchor because there's a bunch of yellowfin not very far off the island. So we might get another shot at yellowfin on the anchor, kind of our Guadalupe North situation there. And farther south, that bluefin down the beach looks like it's on the move again. And it's coming our way, which is really good news. So check with the Fish Dope guys there. They got the details there on as that stuff is moving fast. And of top priority, I'm going to circle back to Catalina Island, the home of sport fishing as we know it, right off the famous East End down the ridge a little bit. Quite a bit more marlin has been moving in here this week. Guys have been having some fun fishing. And, you know, that marlin fishing, obviously near and dear to my heart, but it's really been overshadowed by all this big bluefin tuna around. So another big game offshore opportunity for you guys. It's a blast when they're around. Hopefully they stick right where they are now, because that's right where they're supposed to be. You know, last couple of years, a lot of it's going way up north, but we'll see what happens. It's really early in the season. It's just moving in. But collectively, guys, we got so much fish around. I think it's just time to go fishing.
Oh, gosh.
I like your style,
really
Mark.
Good fishing. And I, you know, the Navy closure thing has been an issue here. They've got some major maneuvers here for the next 3 weeks. But, yeah, I mean, you may have the chance. What is that website really the best way to check it out?
It really is, Pete. It's really kind of the best way and the only way. And, you know, realistically speaking, they do a great job with that. Gives you a good heads up as what's going on. And, you know, I was just looking at it this morning. There's a few little bits and pieces of the island you get to slip into here and there. But, you know, a lot of that east end where everybody likes to fish and anchor up for the evening is two blocks for a long period out. So you've got to keep a close eye on that, guys. They do not want you around there.
Speaking of officials, I was down at the Coronado Islands on Thursday on my boat, and the Mexican officials, the Navy, was there stopping boats. We got stopped, and we got fully checked. They were very, very courteous. Just wanted to see all of our paperwork, and took about 10 minutes. But there was even a jet ski there. They stopped the jet ski.
And I guess the guy passed. Last time, too.
I guess they passed. But the crazy thing is, are the number of people that are going over there without the proper permits.
Yeah. Just don't
and watching people run from the—I mean, you guys, don't be that guy,
right?
I mean, you're going to ruin it for the rest of us.
And it's not difficult.
If it starts happening.
This is not difficult to do it right.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that are doing it right are the guys that should be fishing there. And what's right is you have to have the biosphere bracelets, or you can get the $18 or $20 biosphere passport for
annual
a year,
passport, right?
If you go a lot. You need the FMM for each person on the boat. You need your Mexican fishing license, which the Mexican fishing license online service is now available. You can buy your license right online there for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you need the temporary importation permit for your boat. And what else am I missing? Your passport.
And your passport, right.
Your passport. Passport or passport card. And they asked for all of it. They asked for all that stuff. I asked them. I forgot to give them my temporary importation permit. I said, "You want to see the temporary importation permit?" He goes, "Oh yeah." And that was the thing that they paid most attention to. Took notes. Took pictures of everything.
Oh, wow.
And you know, wanted to see what we had caught. And so, don't you know? Just if you're going to the islands, be prepared.
Yeah, and don't. But with that said, be prepared and don't stress on it. I have been checked down there myself, and exactly the same story you just described. They were super courteous. They came up to us. We keep all of our gear in a big Ziploc bag.
Yep.
The second we get on the boat, that's the boarding procedure on our boat when we're going to the islands. Everybody throws their Mexican fishing license and their passport into the Ziploc bag. We throw the FMM that we printed out the night before in there, and we zip it up, and it just lives in the center console. And and should we be checked, which is only for me has happened twice in probably the last 5 or 6 years, the boat comes up, and literally, at least for us, they pass like a pool skipper net into the boat, and we dropped the bag into it, and they took it, and it was a 10-minute ordeal.
Yeah, if that, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And super polite and courteous and wished us a good luck. They took pictures of our boat. They took pictures of our CF numbers and waved us off and wished us good fishing.
Mark?
You guys are properly organized, which is great. And a good example, but for the guys that they stopped that weren't as well put together as you, what's their procedure if you don't have the license or the biosphere thing or the import permit? What were they doing with those guys?
Don't know.
I don't know either, but I have heard the day that we were getting checked, they were just checking everybody, and I did hear multiple conversations on the radio, you know, with people talking about, hey man, so-and-so's license was expired, or so-and-so didn't have their passport, and they were told that they need to go back to U.S. waters.
Yeah.
So
they just send you home.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, again, everybody has their fear of the boat getting towed in Ensenada, and I mean, you know, potentially they would be within their right to do so in their country, but they turn you home. Like, that's what happens.
But they do have guns, so you don't
yeah, know. I mean, just, yeah. But the thing is, what does it take? It takes a few bucks and a few minutes to be right and then not have to worry about it at all.
And to abide by the privilege that we have.
Thank you. Exactly.
To go to those beautiful islands and fish 14 miles from home. I mean, what if they take it away? What if they take it away because people aren't abiding by what they want and we don't have those? Then we can point our fingers at those guys are the guys Those, and you know who you are. Those guys are the guys that caused us to lose the Coronado Islands, and you don't want to be that guy.
It's just not that difficult to comply the way you're supposed to. It
Absolutely.
Just isn't.
Yeah, for sure. Fishdope.com has all the information, all the links to all that. The CaliforniaSportFishing.org is the best source for all your permits and all of the explanation of what you need there. And, of course, Fishdope.com has all the links to that, too. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code to fishdope.com where you can get all the information from Mark and all the guys out there. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station there. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262, and the website's pacificedgetackle.com. And I'm telling you what, guys, we got another fantastic summer season shaping up. It is truly time to go fishing.
It's coming around, isn't it, huh?
Boy, yeah, all right. It is, yeah.
We're ready. All right, Captain Mark Wish, Pacific Edge, thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this weekend?
Great. Good morning.
Well, we've had some very good fishing this week. Things are picking up and just keep getting better. The half-day trips, still a lot of bottom fish in the morning, rockfish, whitefish, sheephead, starting to see some of that calico bass creep into the count. They had 15 in the morning yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, New Seaforth had 91 calico bass on the afternoon trip.
Wow.
So pretty good fishing there. Pacifica had a six-pack charter that they took out there, and they had 17 calico bass, released about 50. And the Twilight has actually been very good for those calico bass. Yesterday, 34 anglers on that Twilight trip. But put on 61 calico bass on the boat, released 175 shorts, a handful of bottom fish go along with that. So very good fishing locally there. The full day fishing out the islands, San Diego's back to catching those yellowtail. Had 48 of them yesterday, 16 barracuda and 8 calico bass to go with that. Seawatch had a charter, they had 20 yellowtail, bonito, 5 barracuda, 6 calico bass. So good fishing all around on those half days and those full days. And like you were just talking about there, if you're going to do those full days, we'll either take care of the paperwork for you, just make sure you have your passport. Or if you're going down yourself, make sure you have everything ready to go. The San Diego said they actually got boarded the other day, so they definitely are checking down there. Those overnight trips, a little more consistent, but they're still catching fish. Still seeing those bluefin, yellowfin, a little bit of yellowtail on there. So some good fishing all around there. Definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our half-day schedules or full-day schedules, those one days, day and a half, some longer trips in the mix there. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person, get your gear checked up, get your gear ready to go, and get out there and catch some fish, because you've got a lot of options right now.
Yeah.
That sounds great, Marcos. And great to hear that everything has filled in. You know, the good half-day fishing to go along with that great full-day fishing. Glad to hear things are firing on all cylinders at C4th. Marcos, if somebody wants to book a trip, get in on all the action, how do we do that?
Like I said, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule's up there. You can make reservations directly online. You can give us a call at the office, and we'll be more than happy to help you out, 619-224-3383, or come down and visit us in person.
Great job, Marcos. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Marcos.
Let's head up to Angoon, Alaska, talk to Captain John from Whalers Cove Lodge. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. I've got a fish story for you.
All right,
I believe
that. We've got the kayak fishing program. Captain Chris took some people out, and there was a gal in a kayak fishing in fairly shallow water for rockfish and maybe a halibut or two. She got a 108-pound halibut.
Come on.
They got a great measurement and then released it, but a 108-pound halibut out of the kayak.
In the kayak. Wow.
Yeah, within about 15 minutes of the lodge, no less.
That is so cool, John. That is so cool.
So that's a full program now on Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks, the pro anglers, and that's Chris Martino is a great, well-known kayak guy. He's up there living at Whalers Cove, taking people kayak fishing now, right?
That's right. Doing trips as well as freshwater. The other day we got the first freshwater coho was taken, and we had several hundred pounders taken by some self-guiders, and then on the guided boats, we've had 60-inchers, 65-inchers this past 3 days. We're also getting some nice black cod. Some of the black cod that hit the dock were just huge, you know, about 34, 35, 36 inch long. And they're big, fat, delicious. So you got to go deep for those, but we've got those here. This is one of the few places that you can go to Alaska and get black cock, you know, if you target them.
Well, we're just a couple...
480 feet to 800 or so.
480. Oh, that's shallow.
That's super shallow.
Yeah,
that's great.
Indeed. You were fishing them, what, in Sitka, like 1,200?
Yeah, 1,200. We were like 2,000 feet of water. Are you kidding me? 1,200 would have been a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's fun. We're still getting a lot of chum, which is really cool because they're chrome. And chums, if you go to the Midwest, they call them silver brights. And they'll serve them to you in a restaurant. They're delicious. I love them. I'd like to eat those as much as coho. So we're getting those. We're getting coho. We had a monster coho at the dock yesterday, 17 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Giant.
This thing was almost 12 inches across the belly. I mean, he was just a pig. When you look at it in the box, you think, something's wrong with this. This looks like a Jurassic fish.
Wow, that's
still
cool.
Are you still getting some kings, John?
Yeah, we're getting some kings every day. You know, one or two hit the dock, and you know, still we had the biggest was 27.5 this last week,
yeah,
which was a really nice fish, and coho are starting to show up, and things are just are normal around here.
Yeah, so are they going to keep the king season open this year?
It's going to close August 1st to. All Southeast Alaska to all non-residents.
Okay.
That emergency regulation just came out. But
it just came out. Okay. Well, that means when we get up there, we got to let the kings go. I'll probably catch a fish.
You're just going to have to deal with 17-pound cohos.
Yeah, 17-pound cohos, yeah.
Oh, my God. I would rather catch a 15-pound coho than a 30-pound. But that's me.
Yeah.
You know,
those
fish are just so much fun.
And you can keep six a day. It's just fantastic. And, John, we are, like I say, just a little over 2 weeks away to our Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats Whalers Cove Lodge trip. We're looking forward to coming up. Are there any spots available coming up in the near future or next year to come to Whalers Cove Lodge, Alaska's fishing paradise?
Well, there are a few spots at the end of the season, and that would be a good time to come up, especially if you want to jump on the kayak and go up to Hasselberg and try saltwater fishing. So the kayak guys would love that. Also, if you want to, you know, jump on one of the guided boats, we've got a few spots. It's a great time, and since the coho were a little bit late, it should be just gangbusters. So that end of the season, end of August, first part of September, we've still got a couple of spots left. It would be awesome. Next year's filling up super fast, and you know, I mean, really super fast. You'll know when you get here and you try and get the bait. So really about coming next year.
All right. Give Jay a call in the office there.
Yeah, give Jay a call. He's taking reservations for 2020 and 2021. His number is 1-800-423-3123. Again, it's 1-800-423-3123. And if you're driving and didn't write that down, just go to WhalersCoveLodge.com. That's WhalersCoveLodge.com. You could also send an email at info@WhalersCoveLodge.com. Check us out on Facebook and YouTube, and you'll know what we're about.
All right. Great job, Captain John. All right. We're looking forward to coming up there, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. All right. Appreciate the call this morning very much. And that wraps up our catch report, and that's sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky fish. He's been having some great white sea bass in the market there, too. And, of course, there are spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and, of course, the famous Tuta Burgers. They're conveniently located in Liberty Station, and you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And, of course, spices and rubs are now available at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Sean from Fisherman's Processing and Don from Anza Knives, they're going to be in talking fish processing and the new Anza Knife Fish Pros mine
collaboration
of
knives. Yeah, this is going to be so cool.
Really going to be fun. We're going to give away a Anza knife tomorrow, too. One of the Fish Pros knives, yeah.
The show with Sean is always so much fun because there's so much to cover. Obviously, not alone the stuff they do with Fish Pros, the market, but just, you know, fish processing and care for your fish and how to fillet. And now to have Don with Anza there to, like, enhance the fillet part of it, I just can't wait. Tomorrow's going to be a rad show.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Rick. I want to go on the full opposite side of the spectrum there and talk about really small hooks. Now, years ago, fishing the streams up in the Sierras and the small creeks, I'd always love to turn over the rocks and boulders and, you know, floating bark that was around and pick through the stone flies and maybe a halgramite and attach it to a salmon egg hook. But 9 times out of 10, you know, the trout would just swallow the hook and you couldn't really get the fish hook out and do more damage to the trout. And then the circle hooks came around, and I always thought to myself, why couldn't they make a circle hook the size of a salmon egg hook? And I get it that there's mosquito hooks out there and all that, but they wouldn't do the trick. There's still, you know, I think there's a small market for something like that. Do they make any circle hooks the size of a salmon egg hook?
Well, unfortunately, Gamakatsu doesn't in the U.S. I don't know what's in their Japanese catalog. The smallest they do is an octopus circle, and it only goes down to a size 8. And we make trout hooks, we make treble hooks, we make snelled egg hooks and single egg hooks. We make a ton of trout hooks. It's just most people aren't catch and release guys when they're bait fishing, especially for trout.
Yeah.
If you're a catch and release guy, then you know,
yeah,
it's a trolling thing, but not in the stream. So you've got to use what they have as far as Gamakatsu. It's not to say that somebody else doesn't have that.
Yeah, but good for you for doing that catch and release on those trout there, Mike. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's go live down to Cedros Island. Mr. Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, you guys. How's it going up here in the USA?
Terrific. How's things at Cedros?
You know, I'll just take a few minutes to tell you, like, the island has woken up the past week. We had slow yellowtail fishing, but Monday, everything just kind of exploded. Weather's warming up. Water temp is warming up. Red crabs are kind of thinning out. There's just an ungodly amount of bait around the island. And the yellowtail decided to respond very well to jigs and stick baits and slow trolling live bait. So yeah, we're having a great time down there right now.
Rad!
Oh,
that's cool, Jeff.
So all of a sudden the switch has been flipped here.
Yep.
The last few days, things changed. Something changed in the ocean, and things are coming alive, right?
Absolutely, it's amazing. I feel very fortunate this year because I'm spending a lot of time down there, so I'm getting to see every aspect of what's going on, from like slow fishing and us having to work pretty hard at it to watching the island change. Excuse me, and then you just go out the next day and you've got your limit, you know, before 8 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, anyone coming down to the island, you know, bring lots of surface irons, bring, you know, definitely your Gamakatsu live bait hooks, 3-aught and 5-aught. There's a lot of good mackerels around right now. We're doing some dropper loop fishing. Obviously, you guys have been seeing the posts. I got a couple of hidden spots on the backside that we've been going and fishing those larger white sea bass and having a good time. Looks like a lot of the fleet has found another batch of white sea bass down on the south end of the island, too, so that's kind of keeping people out of my little hole. But, man, the island is fishing really well. The calicos are starting to bounce back and you know, getting off that red crab. So, yeah, just excited for everyone that's coming down the rest of the year and looking forward just to some more fantastic trips. It's been great. I just had Kevin Nakata down there, and that guy, if anyone ever wants to learn how to fish Southern California or even down there at my island, Cedros Island, you need to talk to that guy. Like, that guy is a crazy fisherman.
Yeah, Kevin can fish. Yeah, they don't call him the sea samurai for nothing, that's for sure.
Man,
yeah,
he brought down some shrimp this trip and just caught the biggest sheephead and like limits of sheephead a couple days in a row. The biggest ones I've ever seen down. I didn't even know that like there was such a great fishery for those things. So
that's cool.
Another great show you guys are having as always, and just thank you so much, Pete, for getting me in here and saying hi to everybody. And look forward to listening to more about my favorite hook company right there, Gunnel Gatsu.
All right, hey Jeff, if somebody wants to come to Cedros kayak fishing, do you have spots available this year?
We got a couple spots late in the year, but pretty much people should start calling me about next year. I already got 10 trips on the books for 2020.
Wow.
So, obviously you could check our website, cedroskayakfishing.com, or just give me a call at 760-412-2507. I answer even if I'm down on the island, if I'm, at the house and doing work and stuff like that. So even if you're traveling with someone else, like I always say, don't be afraid to call me. I love giving everyone the information. I want to make sure whoever's coming down to my island is getting the proper information and comes down and has a great time.
Yeah, either kayak fishing or fishing from those beautiful giant pongas that Cedros Kayak Fishing has. Either one, you want to do it. How do we get a hold of you once again?
Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or look me up on our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. It's funny you say that because I've done more ponga fishing this year than I have out of the kayaks.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, keep it up, man. Those pongas are beautiful, and beautiful island, beautiful house. It's a beautiful experience at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Cedroskayakfishing.com. You can link that right on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com on our links page. Look for the Cedros Kayak Fishing link and get on it. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that call, and have fun down there. Appreciate the call this morning.
Cool. Talk to you guys later.
See you, all Jeff. Right.
Very good. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Minard in Temecula is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, buddy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, fellas. Just a little testimonial for the hooks. I've been using the products for maybe about 4 or 5 years, and I'll tell you, they are one of the best hooks that I've ever used. One thing that I really like about them is that they seem to be a lot lighter, and it sure makes those swim baits swim faster and catch more fish, because the bait seems to be a little bit lighter, and it will also be more free. There's more freedom for the bait fish, and I think that's what it takes to catch some of these fish.
There you go, Rick.
Yeah, sounds
good.
Good
testimonial. Yeah, All right. Hey, Minard, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, it's the big event coming up. It's the 35th annual Lou Duchesne Memorial Big Fish Tournament, and it's coming up. The big captain's meeting is coming this Thursday at the Bally High Restaurant, Ricky's favorite restaurant.
That's my
right
spot,
there.
Buddy.
And a happy hour. We'll
That's get my favorite Mike hour there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Happy hour, yeah. 6:30, huge raffle with fantastic prizes, and you can get in on that early bird drawing, too, and early bird entry fee for the Big Fish Tournament that's coming up on August 17th. So that's coming up this Thursday at the Bally High at 7 p.m., and get over there for happy hour and join a great group of guys and a great tournament, too.
That tournament has been going on for so many years.
35th annual.
That's so cool. And I like supporting things that have been around in San Diego and support fishing, and what a great group of guys and good prizes, and just that's a cool part of our history.
And still honoring our great friend Lou Duchesne, who is such a great part of that tournament.
So. No doubt, man.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More talking Gamakatsu hooks. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home, as a factory-authorized Yamaha service center. When Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double-structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back into those phones. They want to talk to Rick. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. All the lines are full. When you call and the lines are full, you're going to get just a ringtone. And it's just going to ring and ring and ring. But you'll be in the queue if you just hang in there and keep ringing, because next time we drop one, you're in there. So let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
How about we talk to Sam? He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rick. I hope you feel better.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I had that thing. Hey, my question is two of them. One is, you know, when I let's say I'm fishing like a 1-0 Super Mutu, and I know that's not the inner thing with the ring hook, and you got to drop down. You know, I've been looking at hook sizes like the 2 and the 4. What would be a good ring hook from Gamakatsu? Because I can't. You know, when you drop down a wire size, you say you're fishing 30 or 40, right? Because you're getting stealthy. What hook would that be? And when you're done fishing, is it okay to save your hooks, or should you can them?
No, it's okay to save your hook. I mean,
wash them off of fresh water.
Yeah. You could go 1-0 Nautilus, but it's not ringed. The smallest Nautilus in a circle goes down to 2-0. But in a live bait, you could do much smaller.
So the 1-0s don't come ringed.
No, 1-0. We make a 1 and a 1-0 in a Nautilus, but they're not ringed. It starts at
2-0. Okay. Yeah.
And the hook that you were referring to, Sam, you know, the Mutu there, that is going to be much larger than the 2-0 Gamakatsu. So even the 2-0 ringed Nautilus is going to be a smaller hook than the owner hook that you mentioned. So if you're wanting to drop down, both the wire size will be skinnier and the physical size will be smaller also. So it would be a good stealth option down from a 2-0 Mutu.
Yeah. And I think if you went to a Nautilus, you wouldn't go back.
No,
it's just a better hook.
I agree.
Yeah. Now, what about in the ringed HD, the Nautilus HD? What size is that?
That goes down to 2-0 also.
2-0. Okay. 2-0 so they all start at 2-0.
Yeah. They all start at 2-0.
Very good. Sam, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into him and talk to Mitch, who's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mitch. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, and Rick. Got a question for Rick, or maybe you all could answer. 45, 50 years ago, you go and buy hooks, they're all chrome. And then they went to a light bronze, and now they're all black.
Yeah.
At some of the ring hooks, the hook is black and the ring is chrome. Is it something that'll spook the fish, attract them, or any reason behind the color?
No, most of the brazed hooks that they braze the ring is not going to be black. If you look at our ringed hooks, and if it's a one-piece ring, it's going to be black, just like the NS black nickel finish that's on our hooks. It's just a nickel, but we found that it's more corrosion resistant than a tin hook or even a bronze hook. So that's why we're using that NS black on so many hooks.
Better corrosion resistance.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I just assumed it was trend. You know, people just trend to like, exactly as Mitch said, everybody only wanted. I remember when I first started in the tackle store, the only hook you were going to sell was a chrome hook. That's it. That's what anybody wanted. Mm-hmm. And then things, just like Mitch was saying, became bronze. And if it wasn't a bronze hook, nobody wanted it. And nowadays, selling anything that's not a black hook, you know, good luck. You know, that's all anybody wants anymore. So I just assumed it was a trend thing. I didn't realize it was an actual physical benefit to it also.
It is.
That's
it
cool.
Is. Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Rick. Mitch?
Ron, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Ron's calling us from San Diego this morning. Looks like we just dropped Ron there. So how about we jump back into him and talk to Mike? He's calling us from San Carlos.
Hi, guys. Hey, I have a question. Hi. I'm your expert novice. My question is to the fellow from the hook company. Is can you give us a little bit of the history of hooks? Like, what were they using 100 years ago, 150 years ago? And also, what's that kind of weird thing that Hawaiian people wear on a string around their neck that kind of looks like a hook, if you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. I've seen it around.
I don't know what it's called,
but I don't know what it's called.
I'll have to ask Dallas.
Yeah. And as far as the history of hooks, I'm lost. You know, I'm only half that age, so.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in those phones.
John from Upland up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, Rick, and Pete. Yeah, I just wanted to ask about the poppers. What the poppers, Rick Rockhard would recommend. I know the last trip I was on, the majority of the fish were caught on the poppers. And of course, I didn't have any, so I want to stock up for my next trip.
I think that there are a lot of good poppers out there, and I think with a lot of things, proper popper placement, it probably means a lot more than the one that's tied onto your hook. With that said, I really like the Nomad. They make a lot of really nice ones. You laugh more at the name than anything else. But the Chuck Norris is a really good one, just because it's the right size.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so big,
and it pops so well.
Easy. It's very easy to make that thing move a lot of water, and it's got good componentry on it. So you don't need to change the hooks or rings right off the bat. You could, and you know, if you were targeting those big giant ones, you know, maybe it's not a bad idea. But it comes with really good componentry, good hooks, and good rings right out of the bat. The Shimano Orca Pops, another nice one. I've caught a lot of big fish on that one. There's a lot of good poppers out there. I think with anything, getting that lure where it needs to be is probably a whole lot more important than the paint job or honestly even the manufacturer. If I was going to pick one right now, even if as comical as the name is, it'd probably be that Chuck Norris.
All right, there you go, John. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Ron is up next. Let's see if we can get Ron back up there. Hey, Ron. Ron from San Diego. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I got a question for Pete or Rick from Fishman's Landing. I went fishing to Imperial Beach with my buddy a couple weeks ago, and I seen these red buoys with red flags. What are those for?
Fishing in Imperial Beach, red buoys with red flags.
I certainly don't
know.
It depends a little bit on how far off the beach you were. There is an area down there that is far enough offshore that permits a lot of commercial fishing that can't be done, say, like in La Jolla or Point Loma. So there's areas down there where people can fish with net and can fish with, you know, like a longline style sets of gear. So it's possible that that was marking some kind of commercial gear. It's possible to do something completely different. I don't have an answer, Ron.
Yeah,
I wish
usually
I knew.
A gillnet has black flags, though, mm-hmm. what I've seen. But you never know, though. Maybe you got a stump, Ron.
My only guess is there's an area down there where there's a lot of that commercial fishing done, where you're far enough offshore, but the bottom is still relatively shallow, and a lot of inshore style fishing for, you know, sea bass and halibut gets done.
Sure.
You know, with more conventional commercial style. So
yeah.
My guess would be it's something like that, but no, I couldn't tell you for certain without seeing.
There you go, Ron. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, I was talking to Paul Lepore, our friend. And
sure.
He was taking his boat from San Diego up to Newport yesterday. And while I'm talking to him on the phone, he's off La Jolla. And he goes, oh, my gosh, there's a swordfish right in front of me, right here. He texted me pictures of it. I'll show them to you. Thing was high and dry, jumping out of the water. There's a lot of swordfish offshore there.
Trust me, for the last week, I have been able to do nothing but live vicariously through buddies and Facebook and Instagram. And I saw those photos that he posted on his social media. And even got a picture of the thing jumping out of the water, which is so rare to get those things
jumping like that.
Paul Lepore's the bait master.
I know.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I know.
I have a squid in the freezer or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
But they're here.
They're here, man.
Yeah. All right, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Richard calling from Monrovia this morning? Hi, Richard. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. First, really feel better. Don't come in tomorrow if you're coughing that bad.
Yeah, thank you. You trust me. We're worldly better than we were a couple days ago.
Yeah, he's getting better.
Good call. Thank you, Richard.
Hey, Rick. A couple things. One is we talked about sizing for Colt snipers. For the hard baits, we're looking for long, like the length of the shank, the width of the hook. How do we go about measuring that, or is it just best to bring the old hook in to get the more beefy hooks put on to match them up, or is it like you're okay with a little longer shank here, here's a little weaknesses you can actually make it improve it on?
Now you're talking about like the Magic Eye hook, right?
Just replacing stick bait style treble hooks.
Exactly.
Well, basically, what you want to do is match it up, and any good tackle shop that's going to do that knows the size of hook that is the most popular for that. So, you know, if you're doing it yourself, you want to match it up with the same size it's on that the manufacturer puts on it.
And I would, if you're going into a shop to get that done, I would bring the bait with you. It's just it's not going to be much in the way of a hassle, and I mean, literally, there's been plenty of times where we will eyeball those and say, all right, look, you know, we're in between a 2.0 and a 3.0. 2.0 is probably going to make this bait swim a little better, or, you know, hey, man, I'm mainly fishing that real big bluefin. A 3.0 is going to be a little stronger hook, so we'll go that route. Or I know you do a lot of sea bass fishing with stick baits, so I think you're best to bring that bait in with you when you go. But just in general, Colt Sniper stick bait being the one that we do the most of, most commonly we're using like a 1 to 1.0 size treble hook. But again, everything is always dependent on the bait and the application.
Indeed.
And if you want to beef it up, then just your same size hook, it's just a thicker wire diameter when you go to a 2X or a 4X over a 1X strong. So.
Okay, so now the one I'm looking at is a Magic Eye Tuna Plug 3X.
Yep.
That's the big one that you want to...
That's a single
But they also make it a 2X and a... They make a magic eye.
They make
a 2X.
I'd have to look. I think they do make a magic eye. They're making a magic eye in a lot of new stuff.
Go to gamakatsu.com and check out the design of this.
Isn't that a cool looking hook?
Yeah. Sideways eye with that thing that slips on to the split ring very easily.
Yeah, you push it right into the split
ring.
And give it a little twist, and you're on than using a plier.
So, yeah, very, very good.
Or a fingernail.
Yeah. Richard, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Want to remind you, next Saturday, 1 week from today, we're going to be at North County Ford in Vista for our next San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote. It's going to be a great time to qualify for that great prize, the fly-down, fly-back trip on the Royal Star, including round-trip tickets on Alaska Airlines, LAX to Mazatlan, and that trip on the Blackjack and the Andros AFCO and Hydros gear and Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. We're going to have lots of great Nomad lures there, Shimano lures given away. That's 1 week from today. Next Saturday, Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels will be with us as our guest, and it's at North County Ford in Vista. Really a great, great place, a really nice Ford agency, just easily off the 78 freeway in Vista. So we'll see you next Saturday, 7 and 9 a.m. at North County Ford in Vista.
Scott in Encinitas, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Scott.
Hey, man. Question for our hook expert. I'm old enough that I have superstition probably times 10 compared to you youngsters in there, but my grandfather always taught me to sharpen the hook every time I touch it. And so I have a question. Should I be sharpening the hooks every time I put a new bait on? And at what point do I change the hooks? You know, when you buy a package of hooks, you don't just buy one or two. There's a bunch of them. So speak to that if you could.
Those are great questions.
They are great questions. And as far as sharpening the hooks, Gamakatsu is so sharp, and it stays sharp for a really long time. And there are other manufacturers that they stay sharp for a very, very long time. I would say between trips, you might want to look at the hook before you do it. And if it's a circle hook, you can use it and use it and use it. But the big thing is retying the line on the circle hook, not changing out the hook as much as retying the line.
I think that you would just be sticking yourself trying to sharpen one of those things. They're so surgically dang sharp out of the package that you would have to be an expert with a stone or a steel to be able to improve the edge. I think most of the time, thinking that you were sharpening, you would probably be damaging the edge because it's so good out of the package. I can't imagine, you know, I think most people trying to hone it would probably end up dulling it more than they would sharpen.
Especially on a circle hook, it's a tough way to do it.
The chemical sharpening now is beyond what you can do.
Yeah, they last that way too, Scott. I hear exactly what you're saying. I wouldn't worry about it a bit, man. I just buy those things and know that they're good.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Barry is up next. Barry's calling us from Alhambra this morning. Hi, Barry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's up, Rick? Barry?
Good morning, Rick and Pete.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I have several questions. One is, Rick, I'm thinking about getting a Talica 12, but should I wait for the new Speedmaster? And kind of on a personal note, Rick, what would you be doing if you weren't in this fishing industry? Where do you think you'd be?
Well, that's a good question. I think as far as the Talica 12 versus Speedmaster 12, I would really let your budget dictate that, Barry. I got a chance to see some of the preview Speedmasters. They are absolutely fantastic. And for the price, they are going to absolutely own that market. With that said, nothing's a Talica. You know, a Talica is the greatest reel that has been created, I think, in that market, and it continually will do so. They did a great job with Speedmaster, but Speedmaster is not a Talica. So Talica's going to be a little more smooth. It's going to have a little bit of free spool, and my suspicion would be it'll have a little bit more power.
Probably better casting.
Probably. So if the budget allows for it, I would still go Talica. The beauty of Speedmaster is now you have a very capable reel at a considerable less money. And as far as what else would I be doing, I don't know, buddy, but I know I wouldn't be having as much fun. Like
That's for sure.
Tackle world and doing Let's Talk Hookup is for sure what I'm supposed to be doing, and I love every day of it.
We know that.
Yeah, I couldn't give you an answer, man. I don't know. This is definitely what I'm supposed to be doing.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a question, Rick. I'm just just kind of looking through the Gamakatsu.com website, and there's a tuned tuna plug with ring. Looks like a big hook. What is that for?
Actually, that was a hook that was developed for chunking on the East Coast.
East Coast chunking.
Yeah, but there are applications that that you could actually use it here.
Uh-huh.
If you wanted to rig your own, line on a flat fall jig or something like that. Use a different braided line, that kind of thing. But that's really what it was. It was an East Coast item, but there is a little application out here.
Yeah. And of course, the four extra strong octopus hook that we've always rave about, the best squid hook there is.
Best Wahoo bomb replacement.
Yeah.
There's so many
different hooks.
For the white sea bass, that 984 series is phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, it's phenomenal. Beyond anything anybody else makes, for sure. There's so many. And that's the thing. I would encourage our listeners to go spend some time at gamakatsu.com and just see the variety and different applications that Gamakatsu has. And you'll see why they are the number one fish hook.
When we're replacing treble hooks for a single hook on like a Colt Sniper, you know, the original Colt Sniper, the dart style jig, the 6.0 and 7.0 in that 4X strong octopus hook, blow away. 100% for sure my favorite one. It's a little bit longer shank of a J-style hook. It's offset. It's super sharp. It has a really good barb. That's my favorite. You know, when you're wanting to turn your Colt Sniper into a single hook jig, 6.0 or 7.0 is my favorite. I love those things.
That's the one. Check it out.
On Wahoo bombs, they work phenomenal.
Oh, they're so sharp. So sticky sharp. That's a great hook.
And you know they make that same hook in an inline series.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they make that same hook in an inline series, not an offset series, for guys that have to use inline trolling.
So. Okay, there you go.
Very good.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing on the Liberty with a whole bunch of Gamakatsu gear. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way here on 97.3 The Fan. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want about.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, the big winner of the full Gamakatsu package and the trip going fishing on board the Liberty. That's all going to Barry in Alhambra. Barry, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on that Liberty. And, man, you're stoked with that new Gamakatsu gear.
Indeed. And, of course, Barry was listening on our app. Our Let's Talk Hookup app is 724. You can listen to live shows. You can listen to archive shows. It's a great app. It's free. Just download it at the App Store or the Google Play Store. A must-have no matter where you are in the world of Southern California, the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Makes it so easy.
Yeah, for sure. That's how Rick listens, right?
That's what I do. I listen that way.
Yeah. Well, Rick, great job.
This is great, Rick.
Thanks for all your support with Gamakatsu and all the guys, Ted and the gang up there. Sure appreciate all you guys have been doing for us over many, many years of support. And thanks for still being there, too, for us, Rick.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
I know you tried to retire, but they wouldn't let you.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah. So if you want more information about Gamakatsu, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can go to gamakatsu.com. There's contact there. Or go into any landing, and they know who I am. You can get a hold of me that way.
Yeah, for sure. You'll see you around, right? You still get around.
I get around. I'm at most of the promotions.
Indeed. And, of course, you'll be on that Gamakatsu-sponsored two-day Liberty trip coming up on Sunday, the 15th of September, through the Tuesday, the 17th. Still spots available, and you're going to have lots of Gamakatsu stuff on there.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be great. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And we're looking forward to tomorrow's show, too. Yeah. Thanks to Brian for all he does. And, of course, Adam, our main man over there on the phones, as well as our app. He'll have all the app stuff up here very, very shortly, so check that out. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Sean from Fisherman's Processing and Don from Ands and Knives will be giving away one of those brand-new Fish Pros Ands and Knives tomorrow, too. So that's going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on 97.3 The Fan.